cosplay.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account of my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you're what I'm talking
every
about.
Chance you get.
You are
every
thing is a joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
The very foundations. The very foundations. Well, I don't think I'm the only one doing it. We have the politicians. We have the New World Order. We have all these, the neocons and all these other frightful, terrible people doing the same thing. I'm just doing it for the right reason. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I've got my co-host, my main man, the man wonder himself, Will Turpit.
What's going on, V? How you doing today? Fake Mike Real News in the crib. Live from, unfortunately, Rhode Island, but I'm here.
Okay.
That's hopefully will be changing very soon, but in the meantime, I'm still occupied here right now.
Well, I'd say you have a real mic now.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm still holding the whip, but.
At this current moment, I know we were supposed to have certain people on the air, and I know they are recovering from some health issues. I've been sort of chatting here with one of my fellow media hosts. I've been on this program many times, but I don't think I've ever had him on my program. So maybe we'll have a surprise guest here, maybe not. But I do want to hop in on some material that I've been dying to here. Mike, everything you see in the chat, like over the past week, with the exception of those marked for Friday, because I want to do a little special for you guys on Friday. It's a live show, so stay tuned for that. Tune in for that, actually. Okay, he's... We have... Okay. See, we have these prima donnas, like myself. We try not to do anything unless we have the best audio, and these guys set up and everything's been down, and I was like, you got a phone? It's like, yeah, I want to give the best audio possible, so that's fine. We'll hear Michael Duncan, Deacon, excuse me, on the show here eventually. I think I've done three of his shows, and one of my favorite guys to interview me. There are certain people, because there's a balance. There are certain people that want to interview you, but they're going to want to talk half the time that you talk. And then there's some people who just lay everything open, and you're just talking. You don't know where to go, or what will be relevant towards that audience and whatnot. And you have the good host that kind of keep it in between. I try to keep a balance of that. So he's one of those hosts that can do that. But I know I want to start today off with what was happening in Australia. So Mike, can you hit us with that?
Fresh from a five-day lockdown, protesters now facing the prospect of being locked up. Thousands taking to the streets of Melbourne to oppose the vaccine.
This is experimental bio-warfare on the people.
many clashing with police.
Get on the ground now!
Victoria Police says 15 people will receive penalty notices for breaching the Chief Health Officer's directions. Another five have been charged with resisting arrest, hindering police, and refusing to provide details. Other rallies took place across the country, with more peaceful protests in Brisbane and Sydney, where former reality TV star Pete Evans made an appearance, surprising attendees with a speech.
Each and every one of you has to stand up in whatever capacity you can.
The COVID-19 vaccine rollout begins in key regions across the nation on Monday, with frontline workers and the elderly first in line. Also top of the list, the Prime Minister.
I'll be leading by example on that front.
There's been no indication the coronavirus vaccine will be made mandatory. Anna Rawlings, Sky News.
Yeah. If there is no indication of the vaccine being made mandatory, and which is kind of a lie anyways, because, okay, let's just put this in a case-by-case example here, which they all look alike. Remember how last night I was telling you guys how if there was a poll taken out of 33% of the people who voted for Biden, okay? I don't know how many people voted for Trump, but out of the American population, 33% of the population voted for Biden. There was a poll taken that 14% of them would not have voted for Biden had they knew about the Hunter Biden situation. Now, that's a good half, nearly half, of his voters. Trump would have won in a landslide. Now, if you take the situation where we have here in Australia, oh, we're not going to make the vaccine mandatory. Well, but if you take away the information, okay, that the vaccine is not going to be doing any good for anybody except for the elitist, as they get to control and manipulate our genetic identities, our genetic makeup, gets to manipulate who lives and who dies, and is the ultimate surveillance. Well, if you take away that information, sure, people are going to want to take the vaccine because they think it's going to do something good for them. But I know you can only hear the audio on this clip, but in the clip, you've got cops spraying down people. You got cops beating the crap out of people, out of civilians. Let the media, let the independent media like myself, and I'm going to go on a little campaign here. I'm going to hit up as many Australian whoever's I can with my documentaries, because my documentaries from A to Z, from first to last, it describes what's going on in this world, ending off with the CRISPR program, how we're going to be in a giant CRISPR program to be genetically altered and controlled, cut down our lifespans, cut down our ability to have children. Okay, but they're censoring like hell, and that mainstream media clip right there, that's a godsend right there, because the mainstream media over in Australia is something likened to Nazi propaganda. For that little piece of information to get out right there, and it's only a minute clip, so it's not like it took up an entire segment on one of their evening broadcasts, but for the fact that information is being censored, okay? People, the Vaxxed 2 movie, okay, is censored. It's banned from Australia. The buses, people are getting arrested on those buses. Those buses blocked from entering towns. The Vax 2 movie buses? Yeah, yeah. Since they're banned out of theaters, banned on the internet, well, the only thing left to do is to show it in person, right? And let 100 people watch it at a time. They can't even do that. Hell, to tell you the truth, I haven't even seen Vax 2, the movie. I know it's not up to par on my information. I don't think there's really too much of a point for me to watch it. I'm kind of in that advanced level with my documentaries. But I hope I can fly underneath the radar since I'm not as big and I can get my documentaries out there. What do you think? Uh-oh, was that cut off? Mic check. Is my co-host here?
Yep, sorry, babe. You know what I think is funny about the whole situation, too, is when you're listening to the clip, they always will build a straw man, and then in the straw man in this one, which is, like you pointed out, is an incorrect straw man, is, oh, yeah, there's no indication that this is going to be made mandatory. They don't talk about all the other things that these people are protesting about the problems with vaccines. They don't talk about the thimerosal and some of the mercury, the fact that aborted human fetal cells are used to develop them. They don't talk about the insect or animal DNA, the aluminium that is in some of it. And they don't talk about that. They just build a straw man and say, well, there's never been any proof that they're going to make this mandatory. So these people are all baseless people who deserve to be sprayed in the face. And so they do that. They'll make a straw man, and then they'll defeat the straw man. In this case, you and I have been talking about the fact that they're going to prepare and make mandatory vaccinations. I remember years ago telling my brother, I was like, dog, they're going to have mandatory vaccinations. He scoffed at that idea. And, how's it feel now, sucker? It's not exactly mandatory, but it's pretty much. I mean, there's already places that things you can't fly, you can't travel, you can't come in the store. So you already know. They're not saying, oh, this could potentially change our DNA. They're not questioning that. They're just saying, oh, it's not mandatory. So they build a straw man and then defeat a straw man.
Exactly. All the so-called conspiracy theories, they are not addressing. Because they know it's going to come out in... If they address the issues, if they address the conspiracy theories, then that means they are informed. Number one, they are informed. They have to be able to deny the fact that the stuff is going to do what we're telling everybody it's going to do. They have to be able to deny that. Because these officials, oh, well, we're told it's the best, it's going to work, and da 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 da. And they never address those conspiracy theories. They get to walk. So, we don't want them to walk. We need to corner these politicians with all the, what they would call, conspiracy theories. Because they're still having a fight in Austin, I believe, right? Is there a there's a fluoride group there in Austin that's bringing up lawsuits, okay? Anti-fluoride, bringing up lawsuits, and they're getting fluoride finally removed from the water to dumb people down, okay? The health benefits of fluoride are non-existing. The health detriments are there. But, you know, as one worldwide biopsychological warfare issue is resolved, another one is put into its place. So even if they do get rid of the fluoride in the water, well, they've got fluoride version 2.0 and then 3.0. As I mentioned before, everybody's getting dumber wearing these masks. You know, I have people who run errands for me. Okay, they're out for 2 hours. They come back to me saying, you know, I feel lightheaded after 2 hours. Imagine the people that have to work 8 hours. Well, yeah. Well, at least you're my witness of that. So, but that's the thing. We have to make it to the point where we can hold people liable. We have to hold them accountable. Okay? Yeah. Straw man here is, as my co-host eloquently put, mandatory. Mandatory. That's the straw man. Well, it's not mandatory. Well, it's not mandatory. But it is mandatory when you take away the information. People think it's okay when it's not. People who are not informed, they're going to do the wrong thing. Like, vote for Biden. Okay? That's the wrong thing. I cannot state more clearly how Australia is. That's the testing grounds, people. That is the testing grounds of the free world. Okay? They wanted to pull the stuff in the United States, but they can't quite do it yet in the United States. Why? Because we still have our guns. The guns were taken from the Australians, what, back in 97, 98? What they're not showing you, yeah, the vaccines are not mandatory, but they're not showing you the people that they are pulling out of their homes and beating them because of their opinion spoken online about the vaccines. Sharing information. These people being drugged out of their homes, being beaten by police, and charged with incitement and all other claims of bogus charges that don't make any sense on paper or in real life. So I'm greatly disturbed by this. Greatly disturbed. How's the vaccine situation looking there in Texas, Mike? Do you hear anything different? You know?
I don't really have anything on that. I don't know. I haven't. Oh, well, I did just see something pop up in Facebook talking about they're setting up some mass vaccination location. I think it was the stupid mayor, Austin Mayor Stevie Addled. Just kidding, it's Steve Adler, but
yes,
Stevie Addled. Yeah, he's addling away over there. That's all I've heard. I don't know. I mean, you know, we just got out of snowpocalypse, so people are still trying to get like water and power. Although we have it here in the, I think all the major cities are good. Apparently, there's a lot of people that are still struggling, so the COVID's on the back burner. So instead of cuz COVID, it's cuz ice, but it's 70 degrees now, so.
Oh, well, okay. That's good. I was wondering because it hasn't snowed here the past couple days. So I was thinking to myself, it might be getting warmer around the planet here.
Well, I'm still expecting. Sometimes in here, you know, you might have experienced this. You know, on May and late April, we'll get snow or ice or something. So as cold and, you know, as much precipitation as we've been getting, I'm kind of expecting another bit of craziness coming before the end of this season.
And you're probably right about that. But we'll have to see. Guys, hang on. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Yes, we're back. And, yeah, we're going to have some people. Oh, man. We're going to have some very interesting people on the show here. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. But today it's just us, guys. So, I'm going to ask my co-host here if he's got something for the short segment here. If he wants to update us with something.
Oh, I got stuff. Let's see what's the shortest here. Let's see. Let's go with this one here. This is a headline out of Kickco.com, scoring at home. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says money printing doesn't lead to inflation, and there's a video clip. So the head of the Federal Reserve basically says that printing money and giving away money without increasing, by the way, the U.S. dollar is not tied to gold or really anything except for imagination. and they're not like increasing the supply of gold. So they're just printing more money. And so the chairman of the Federal Reserve is saying that that's not in inflation. So I just found that pretty fascinating. I mean, they're just laughing in our face at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying whatever they want. I mean,
well, I mean, think about it. You've got maybe 100 million. I doubt they're, the way the money is today, that 100 million could be successfully made and put into circulation. But let's say you got a few million put out there. Let's say 20 million successfully counterfeited. Do you know how much money it takes to keep up the secret police there? The Secret Service? Just for an investigation, you're talking about $1 million. So that's money just burned for no reason, really. And to me, look, if you can make the money, make the money. Because technically you earned it. If you can pass off a $100 bill that you've made, well, you're part of the system. You made money. So, I mean, anytime these politicians get in trouble, uh-oh, let's print some more money. That's what they do. So, what is it for an entire class of elitists to do it versus one or two people who can successfully do it? I mean, I can tell you that's a no-brainer right there. For sure.
And Jerome Powell, too, he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if we have time later, I'll read an excerpt from the book, The Anglo-American Establishment, written by Harvard-trained professor at Georgetown University, Carol Quigley, and something that he wrote that basically proves a lot of the stuff that's happening nowadays. And like I said, Jerome Powell, and that discussing the group that created will become the Council on Foreign Relations. And Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve, Council on Foreign Relations guy, same people over and over again, the last 150 years have been dominating us, so.
Okay. Yeah. Council of Foreign Relations. Yeah. These people are sticking it to us all the time, sticking to us. I say we stick it to them any way that we can. I mean, I used to live with a counterfeiter. I mean, he had me completely convinced. Yeah, order a pizza. This is why, because the guy I lived with. It's because of him. That's how close I am to this. I'm one person removed. It's because of him that pizza places, when you order pizza, they will not accept a bill higher than a $50 bill. They just won't do it. My friend used to order pizza, slip $100, you get a change, and basically just hop around town all day long. This store here, that store there, and you know, try to pick places that don't have cameras. And boom, 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 boom. You know, out of a fake, you know, $10,000, you're walking home with $900,000 real profit. So,
hey, speaking of sticks, not to interrupt you here, we're about to go to break again anyway, but yeah, they're gonna have it at the F1 racetrack, man. Mass vaccinations. They want to get 800,000 people by July, and their model, quote, our model achieves the goal of getting shots in arms as soon as possible, and addresses some of the underlying equity challenges that have been present in vaccine distribution. That's lovely. So
yeah,
get on down to the racetrack, Austin, y'all. Woo!
Austin, so liberal.
And it's like four counties. They did a thing where they reached out to the White House COVID-19 response team. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Guys, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yeah. All right. So, something else in the news. Yeah, I promised you guys we would touch on this. So, let's go ahead and get that. Let's go ahead and get that clip running, if you would please.
Which one? Mars?
Yeah, that one.
Live from the world headquarters of RT America in our nation's capital, this is the news with Rick Sanchez.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rick Sanchez, and I want to welcome all of you who are watching from all over the world, in particular those of you who are doing so on your phones right now, viewing us on the portable TV app. I want you to picture this. A NASA rover streaks through the orange Martian sky using almost a mini nuclear reactor inside of it to get there. It performs the most ambitious yet precise interplanetary landing ever in the history of man. And as we speak, it's searching right now for ancient signs of life on the red planet. In fact, I want you to check this out. This is the reaction from mission control officials in NASA after this rover named Perseverance actually stuck the landing.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
It's amazing, isn't it? It reminds you of an era gone by, right? Space travel used to fascinate us, and millions of us around the world would follow every single detail of space travel. It began in 1957. This is when the Russians sent the very first object into space in the form of a satellite called Sputnik, Sputnik 1 in this case. At the time, it became the front page story in every single newspaper in the entire world. Let's go to 1961. I want to show you another image. Again, the entire world watches as that fella, Yuri Gagarin, becomes the first human being to travel into outer space. And after watching that, the U.S. jumps in with its own space exploration initiative. And it pays off for the United States when American astronaut John Glenn, seen right there, becomes the very first person to orbit the Earth three times. And with the immortal words, "Godspeed, John Glenn," the race to the moon is on. And the whole world seems to be keeping score. And then in what became the most watched moment in the history of television, people from Tahiti to Trenton, from Madagascar to Moscow, sat in front of their TVs, most of them black and white, in 1969 to watch Neil Armstrong become the first person to land on the moon. Yes, that grainy image is what people were staring at for hours. Even today, we remember his description as one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, right? Rocket forward now to 1981, and the world stops again to watch with utter amazement as NASA launches the world's first reusable manned spaceship. The shuttle era is underway with Columbia on its first voyage into space and back. Though exploration continued, this shuttle era sort of came to pass in, as you know, horrific fashion in 1986 with the Challenger disaster. But you know what did not continue? The media's coverage of space travel. Think about it. We are now touching down on the planet Mars. We are touching down on the planet Mars, as we're about to show you in a report. And we're there to look for previous life forms. And you're lucky to find this story on the back pages of your favorite newspaper, and it might barely today get 30 seconds of coverage on your newscast of choice.
Yes, well, anybody care to guess why that is? What about you, Will? You care to have a speed round as to why that is?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know what they're doing up there. I mean, the whole Mars thing, I kind of touched upon this one in like the last couple minutes yesterday. And the whole space mission, you know, NASA was created by a cultist on record over at Jack Parsons, hanging out with Aleister Crowley, created by Masons and Nazis, Wernher von Braun, the weird mix. And we discussed maybe last week or the week before some of the weird things that astronauts have done, you know, like driving from one state to from Texas to Florida wearing a diaper and not stopping, and all this weird stuff that they do. You know, I really, really wonder what the heck is going on.
Have sex with horses.
I'm sorry?
And have sex with horses.
Yeah, I mean, and I really, like, I want to know, like, what are they spending all this money on, right? And I'm not but a flat earther, as I said yesterday, but I'm also, I wouldn't be surprised if the Earth was flat. But I don't think that's the biggest deal in the world either, but it is a big deal. NASA spending billions upon billions of our dollars, and we don't have much. And then even today, And yesterday, when the Mars rover, it beamed back these images and stuff like that, and it's like pretty weird because they only show a couple pictures and it stops, and some of the stuff doesn't look real to me. Honestly, I just got to say, it just doesn't look real, some of the video. And some of the previous video hasn't looked real. And this one just looks really, really bad. I don't know, man. I mean, we supposedly landed on the moon in 1969. You think we would have been on the dark side of the moon? You think we would have been already had something at Mars? This all is really, really strange. And the problem is you can't get much oversight on any of this. I know some people that have attempted to FOIA some information, and they really, what are you going to do? What are you going to FOIA outer space? You know what I'm saying? NASA on record has altered images, deleted images, and on the images that they show of the surface of Mars and moons, there are anomalies there to begin with. And even Edgar Mitchell and other astronauts have seen UFOs themselves. So I don't know what the hell is going on. I mean, even the Nazis were working on UFO blueprints back in the 1930s. So I'd really like to know what's going on in space. I mean, maybe that's where the missing kids are. I mean, God only knows what's going on, if they are even up there, and what they're doing. That's really scary because out in space or these military installations or out in Antarctica, we don't know what the hell they're doing. There's really no oversight at all, which is really, really scary. And they're getting billions upon billions of dollars.
Okay, yeah, well, let me break it down for you guys. First off, whether you are a flat earther or a round truther, it doesn't matter. You both have a natural and justified distrust for NASA. Okay? And with good reason. They have lied to us. They've lied to us on many occasions. Now, I want to say, there's so much to touch on here. I feel like a pedophile in a room full of children. There's so much to touch on here. okay, well, I can start anywhere with this. Let's, oh boy. Naroki 5 is trying to add me into his next red pill show. That's not happening. But anyways. Okay. Mars. Let's start with the Devon. Okay. You know the images, right? Where they have a rat, Mars rat, the infamous Mars rat. And this is where the Mars program really took a hit. And the whole...
What's the Mars rat? Because I don't think I know about that.
Oh, you should Google that right now, my friend. Mars rat image.
I'm doing it right now. Hold on. You know me.
Oh, wait, Is that the little rodent you can see in one of the pictures or something?
Yes, it's a rodent that you can see in the picture.
Oh.
Now, I do believe this photo is an official photo. It's an official Mars image given out to the people from Curiosity's rover. It's an official. The investigation of this Mars rat had taken place, and it was actually smoothed over by the people at Mars. Okay, it was, you know, they have to make everything monotone to where you can't see any detail, to where you can't recognize anything. Now, the Mars rat, once again, I'll say again, it's an official Mars photo from Curiosity's rover. Okay? The picture was taken on Devon Island. where they have a huge influx of these lemming-type rodents. I do believe they are a type of lemming. So, with that huge lie exposed, I think that was sort of like a really big nail in the coffin. I mean, they don't want to tell us about the aliens. They don't want to tell us about anything. But here they try to pass off a picture taken on Earth as a Mars photo. Now, billions of dollars, as you have mentioned, billions of your American tax dollars are funneled into this agency, which is a lot of, you know, cheap magic and curtains. And, okay, I'm sorry about that, guys.
you might want to maybe put yourself on Do Not Disturb. It won't ring anymore.
Do Not Disturb?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Click on the three-dot menu. I think it's there. Or click on your profile pic.
Okay, because Neuroki doesn't understand I'm in the middle of the broadcast. So, anyhow. The, okay, billions. Now, we have Elon Musk, who has made a rocket that uses 1/20 of the money that it takes for NASA to launch a rocket and do what it does. It takes 1/20, okay? I think like $1 billion per rocket. It costs so much more. And the people don't understand. NASA is a huge money pit. Huge money pit. And it's therefore just another program, a welfare program, for the elitists to do what they're really doing.
Maybe we should drug test them for their welfare money. You know how we drug test people. People want people drug tested for their welfare money. Maybe we should start with NASA, see what kind of drugs they're on. And I did happen to just Google this Mars rat. And sure enough, there's even a Fox News article that links to the actual photo on NASA. And that sure looks like a rat to me. Weird. That's crazy. I thought I would be looking and find some obscure Zachariah Sitchin.blogspot.angelfire.lycos. But no, yeah, even Fox News covered this and linked to the official NASA photo. Dude, that's a rat. That's a rat. Actually, not only was given the reins to Internet Truth by Alex Jones, but he's also discovered life on Mars. So That's quite a remarkable feat.
Yeah. There's life on Mars you're not telling us about, or they're lying to us.
There's flat Earth, and then there's rat Earth.
So, I don't know where I should branch out from here. There's so much I want to say. And okay, the moon. With the efficiency that we could, you know, okay, one rover, that mission costs, what, $33 billion? I don't know. My numbers may be wrong on that one. I'm not exactly sure. I've read two or three figures for that. But to land a robotic piece of equipment that costs, in all actuality, $1 million. The numbers, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because, listen, you're going to pay with our money anywhere from 50 to, I mean, 20 to 50 million, I mean, to billion dollars, 20 to 50 billion dollars of our money to go and put a little go-kart on this planet that will get stuck on a freaking pebble. Okay, that'll get stuck on a freaking pebble. You can't be serious. I mean, you cannot be serious.
And
at least
an
extra $1 billion into the rover in itself to where it can traverse the terrain and do it with expediency. Here they have dropped a rover in the most mundane, uninteresting place on the planet. Nowhere near any conspiracy theory areas. That's not a red flag. They should be out trying to convince everybody that we're wrong.
They should be landing on the face on Mars.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or the pyramids on Mars.
But they won't. They've explained all that stuff away.
They could actually even be landing on a great thing, and we don't know it. Maybe it's something that's so great, but since we've got there, we only have a couple images. Like, if this was real, if this was transparent, and keep in mind, this is our space agency. Your tax money goes to pay for this. Like, so we had a phone call, supposedly, with the moon, 1969, Richard Nixon. Maybe not live streaming, but all the footage should be uploaded. But it's not. It's a couple pictures. It's a couple seconds. And even that, I mean, one of them looks like jet. I mean, I hate to sound like a flat earther, but one of the ones with the shield blasting off, I mean, it looks like poor CGI, like not even good CGI. It just maybe that's what Mars looks like. It looks really fake, Carl.
Well, look, okay, they are finally admitting that there's a polar ice cap. Okay, there's water. They're finally admitting to that. What they're not admitting to, for the people who actually looked into this polar ice cap, they're finding little evergreen trees. Huge forest near the polar ice caps. Well, in the polar ice caps. They're finding plant life. Okay? But no, these people want to waste our time and waste our money by planting another useless robot in the middle of the desert.
So do you think it's just a money hole? It's just like a waste of money and a diversion? Or do you think they're doing secret missions while they're up there? What's your take on the space thing?
There is the secret mission. There is the secret space program. I'm not going to talk about that much on this show. I want to talk about it when I get my ufology show going. But there is a secret space program. But listen, they don't want us to be concerned with what we should be concerned with, and that is the moon. Getting people to Mars, that is so... They're doing the space program backwards. Backwards. We could possibly colonize and utilize resources on the moon at a much... faster rate, proficient rate than Mars. We don't know if Mars has anything that we want. The actual obsession with Mars is economically unsound. Now, the moon is basically a solid element of what is that compound? There's a compound on the moon that can be used for fuel. Why haven't the oil companies themselves built their own space programs and got up to the moon to harvest this and take control of this compound? I'll tell you why. This ties in with a lot of stuff. It ties into the chemtrails. You know, why they need the skies blanketed. They don't want you to see the traffic that's already up there. Our moon is already an intergalactic gas station. They don't want you seeing the UFOs that are constantly coming to and fro the moon. I don't know if they've had any space battles up there or not, but the story is that we were told to get off the moon, stay off the moon. Okay? By the ETs. So, there's a million reasons why we should be on the moon, but no official story as to why we haven't gone back to the moon.
And even Buzz Aldrin talked about obelisk and man-made objects on the moon. Like, Buzz Aldrin even said that. So, why, if Buzz Aldrin is saying that there's an obelisk and man-made structures on the moon, this is not some idiot with a tinfoil hat. This is Buzz Aldrin saying, yeah, there's obelisk and stuff on the moon. Why haven't we gone back? Maybe that's exactly why we haven't gone back. If there's an obelisk on the moon and the moon is so much more closer, wouldn't we check that out? And that's coming from a fairly credible source, I would say.
An 8-year-old's question. That's my question.
Exactly.
I think you're talking about helium. Helium-3, the isotope. Helium isotope.
Yeah. I was going to call it.
That's
Steve.
The one that's.
Yeah, big. It's helium.
It's helium 3. Yeah. It's a, like, what is it? Super light form of helium, I think they're saying. It's an isotope. Yeah. It's not just normal helium. It comes from the solar winds, and apparently there's a lot of it there, that, and it could it could be a fuel for nuclear fusion. And that's fusion, not fission that we usually use. They're talking about the sticking it together, not the blowing it apart.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And if you have nuclear fusion, you're talking about interstellar travel.
Yeah, plant to plant. Yeah, that's what the sun does.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Our space program is one giant lie. I think the people may not be smart enough to put all these things together. I think they are if they look at the situation for what it is, but we know there's a subconscious thing. You know, like when you have a drunk dad that promises to take you to Disney all the time, and every day he tells you, today's the day I'm taking you to Disneyland. You're like, yeah, okay, whatever. That's how we the people have gotten with our government. Yeah, we're on Mars. Yeah, okay. We don't care anymore. You're a liar.
And the sad part about it is we don't care, but we most of us, and I'm not saying you, but most of people that don't care anymore, they just sit there and let these people take their money and go do whatever that they like. I don't care that someone's just frivolously spending billions of dollars to do an absolute lie. Well, whatever.
And it's a sad state of affairs, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we're going to go commercial break. We'll be back around top of the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.